Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
The first home football game of the season this evening for Maryville High School, taking on Harrisonville. We're talking with head football coach Matt Webb, as well as a senior captain from his squad, Drew Burns. Appreciate you guys coming in and chatting with us. Coach, I imagine this has to be maybe a little less stressful at times. There's a little bit that comes around with the home games, of course, but you're not traveling 3 hours. You've got one of the longest road trips out of the way, and they're coming to the Hound Pound, so that's an advantage right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always excited. Of course, this is the home opener, so it's the first time we get to play at home this year, and that place is special. We haven't lost many games there in a long time, and it's a definitely a home field advantage, and that environment of playing in Maryville's something we look forward to each time we get to do it. And obviously, you know, this week's even more special with it being the first time this year.
Drew, we think about it, there's only a handful of regular season home games. Of course, you can earn more as we get into districts, playoffs, and everything goes on. But how special is this? First time playing at home, senior season, just I'm sure a lot of emotions going into this one.
Oh, yeah, it's special. And the support from our home crowd is always really good. And I'm just hoping we can show out for them.
So this will be a fun night. Not only do we have Harrisonville coming to town and non-conference before Chillicothe next week to start MEC play, but also looking at youth football night, a chance for some youngsters able to come out there, spend some time with the Spoof Hounds, pregame in the locker room, getting out in the field, and it should be a fun night.
Absolutely. You know, each one of our home games, we try and do something special, and this week is the youth night, and so don't miss pregame, don't miss the very beginning of the game, because everybody that's involved in our local flag football league in Maryville or our youth tackle league, they come to a lot of clinics over the summer and in the spring and some football camps and really, you know, enjoy trying to learn the game of football through our coaching staff and players. But tonight they get to be one of us at the beginning. They're in the locker room for a pregame talk, and it's always like, there may be 100 and so little kids in there. So it's always a fun, jam-packed environment. And then they walk down our sidewalk there to our walkout song and kind of take the field with us and then head on to the stands. And then it's also our spirit group's kiddie clinic night. So at halftime performance, there'll be a lot of youngsters with our cheer and dance girls. And that always just makes it a little more special and kind of shows our, you know, how our community, works with all ages and through our school district and kids in our community.
Well, it's a fun night regardless. I'm sure that the halftime show probably holds a special meaning to you. A lot of folks maybe not think about, too, with, daughters coming up, cheerleading, dance, and everything like that. Is that one that you kind of step outside the locker room and try to take a sneak peek of that?
No, we've got more important things, but I appreciate you mentioning that. That's not something that I need to be advised to do, probably. We'll be focusing on the game. But, yeah, I've got two daughters in dance, and they've been in since they were, little. So I'm a dance expert. I can tell you when they're supposed to point their toes and carry out, where their legs are supposed to be on their turns and stuff. I guess I've gone to enough competitions and things that I can point out what's good and what's bad. So, yeah, we're all involved with our kids.
Well, and plenty of people will be taping it. We'll get it to you later on. You'll see it at halftime live. Drew, coach has talked about in the offseason, too, that you guys do a great job with the young kids and kind of bringing them along, help them develop, but also just get out there and have fun and enjoy the game. What makes that so easy for you guys when, hey, you're kind of thinking about trying to win a football game and so many other things that you can kind of take some of these younger kids under your wing and make them have a special night?
Yeah, connected teams are powerful teams, and we just know that being vocal with the younger kids, bringing them under our wing, it'll just help us overall to have a more successful season.
Well, as we look at it, Maryville going through Harrisonville this evening, we've got the youth football night, and we don't want to look past this. We're going to circle back around, but also a special one coming up next week too, right, Coach?
Yeah, it's something we're doing new this year, and we'll play at home against Chillicothe next week. To open up MEC play, and September is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, and there's a national group that kind of does some awareness support, and we'll be, it's called a Laces Out game, we're calling it, and so all the team will be wearing yellow laces, and that's sponsored by our local Rain physical therapy clinic, Michael Gard. And he stepped up, and that clinic is able to kind of purchase those laces for us and help us take part in that night. And there'll be some donation buckets at the game. And all of the proceeds that we raise that night will go to directly benefit our local cancer care patient assistance fund through our local hospital. So everybody that, you know, has been touched by pediatric cancer, or what that can mean, it's obviously tragic, but when you can bring awareness to that and help raise some funds for our local hospital and CMH, but all the funds raised that night will go towards that, like I said, that cancer care patient assistance fund. And that's something that we're gonna talk more about next week, but I want to mention it, and it's coming up, and it'll be another kind of good thing to do at a home game.
Well, that'll be big. All the more reason to not miss these Maryville Spoofhound home football games as they come up throughout the season. So we're talking with head coach Matt Webb and Drew Burns here this morning on KXCV KRNW. One football game in the books already this season. Blair Oaks a week ago has a tough one, 54-42. Two really good football teams there in Warrensburg. As we bring it back now, getting ready for Harrisonville. That was the first start of his career for Derek Quinlan. Drew, you're running back, but obviously you get out there, you make some big plays in the passing game as well. 5 catches, 90 yards, a couple touchdowns. It's kind of the chicken or the egg question. Do you make the quarterback look good? Is he making you look good? Like, what's the chemistry there between yourself and Quinlan?
I mean, yeah, I got to get open, but Derek, he always puts a good ball on me. The O-line, they give him enough time to get the ball off. I just got to make sure I catch the thing.
Is there any bragging rights, too, amongst yourself and Delton and Caden, the rest of the receivers, too, of, you know, ribbing each other of who made the best catch of that game, anything?
No. I mean, it's not a competition. We just all catch the ball for them, all get open. We got athletes.
I'll butt in and say that it is. He said the right answer, but, yeah, they don't get them wrong. They like to have fun on who can catch the most and who makes the best highlights, and that's a good competition. And obviously Derek does a great job of kind of executing the offense, and whoever's open, Derek, you know, will get it to him. And Drew had a really good game last week, and obviously both sides of the ball. And one of the things I'm really proud of Drew of is we talk about off-season conditioning and things like that. Drew Burns, through 4 years of high school, did not miss one summer weight program, off-season weightlifting training program, not one. He wasn't sick. He didn't have an early vacation. Just the commitment that it takes to be a Spoofhound football player, that's it's pretty cool when you step up and realize he was voted as a captain. One of the reasons is because of his work ethic and what he's put into the program, and not missing one is kind of a unique thing.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot kind of going on throughout every summer to be able to hang around and to be able to make that happen. So a lot of dedication there, and the Coach Wright becoming a captain, a lot of that kind of falls back on, hey, always showing up and being a leader for that team throughout, even as an underclassman coming up. We talk about, obviously, the big catches and what you're doing there offensively and hooking up with Derek Quinlan. But it seemed like there were times last week, too, needed a big play, kickoff, and you kind of made it there, too. What's going through your mind? You catch the kickoff, you look up the field and trying to read those blocks.
Well, special teams is a third of the game, and it's a big one, and our special teams units know that. And, I mean, my job was easy. They blocked it perfectly for me, and I just ran up the sideline.
You made it look good. Those are some big plays, too, to set up some scoring drives for the Spoofhounds as they battled back in that one. Again, getting set to take on Harrisonville tonight, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Coach Webb, is this a little bit of a special one, too, when you think about some ties with Harrisonville? Your old high school coach, Coach Litteris, coming through, then obviously coached at Harrisonville, later at William Jewell, too. But is this one that there are some ties in there that you think about going into it?
I think so. You know, and our players may not realize that, but Harrisonville has been a, you know, we look at schedule and we talked about Harrisonville has been a traditionally rich football community as well over the years, and they support their, you know, athletics and football program extremely well. And, you know, they've made a change in coaching staffs this year. Brent Maxwell had been at Harrisonville as their football coach when they won a state championship a few years ago, and moved up into the ranks of kind of the administration in the school district there, and then now he's come back to coaching, and so he's still trying to get his kind of his philosophies changed and things. But absolutely, I think you know, these are two communities that travel well. You know, they support their, you know, football program very well, and obviously they played a really good game last week against MICDS, a large school that's highly ranked in their class, and They lost, but you know, so you got two teams that are 0-1, but both teams are going to be itching to get 1-0 tonight.
It'll be a big one this evening. Maryville hosting Harrisonville coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Before we let you go, a couple quick ones for you, Drew. We had Court Watkins in studio with us last week, so probably an easy answer, but best hair on the team. Where do you go?
Court Watkins.
Court by far. The bowl's impressive, right?
Yes.
Who's the best dancer on the football team?
Ooh, I'm going to have to give that one to Cole Zarbano.
Cole Zarbano. He's got some moves, huh?
He does.
See, the community pep rally, you said you're a good break dancer. So I didn't know if you were going to wear that one and take it yourself.
Oh, it's close, but he might. I think he got me.
All right. And of the coaching staff, who has the most swag?
Ooh.
Or most style? Who has the best, you know, best dressed?
Oh, goodness. Marcus Grzynski.
Oh, man. Well, Drew's reps just got cut a little bit tonight, I'll tell you that.
Well, make the most of them tonight. Maryville taking on Harrisonville coming up at 7 o'clock this evening here on KXCV, Maryville, KLRN, W, Chillicothe. We'll have pregame starting at 6:30. Take your radios out to the stadium and take it in on the radio while you're watching it live as well. Coach Webb, Drew, thanks so much for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.